Watch the Frog.
Hi, Frog.
Hi, Dave.
What you been up to lately?
I've been to a new watering hole.
You mean a bar?
No, a place where engine turbines are assembled. Here's your sign.
Haha, very funny.
Anyway, this new bar opened in downtown Kearny Mesa, wherever that is.
What's this bar like?
Well, a few characters came in lately.
Tell me more.
Yesterday, some man walked into the bar and asked a bartender for two beers.
Did a bartender ask why?
Yes. The man had been ordering two drinks for weeks until the bartender asked him why he always asked for two beers.
What did the man say?
He said he used to come to another bar with his best friend, but he died a week ago. So now the man is drinking a second beer on his behalf.
That's been going on for a week?
Yes, until today.
What happened?
Earlier today, the man came in and ordered just one beer.
What did the bartender say?
He asked the man why only one beer.
And what did the man say?
He said he had given up on drinking.
Well, now that explains it.
There's no word if his dead friend will ever give up drinking.
Anyway, Frog, were there more crazy characters?
Well, there was a man who brought his pet monkey into the bar last week.
What happened?
After the man started drinking, his pet monkey went crazy and ate some olives, sliced limes, cashew nuts, and chips.
Was that all?
The monkey then went to the pool table, grabbed a cue ball, and swallowed it whole.
Oh no, was the monkey okay?
Well, I wasn't sure until the next time the man and his pet monkey returned to the bar.
Did the monkey seem okay?
Well, the monkey wasn't as wild, but after the man began drinking, the monkey simply walked around the bar.
Did the monkey eat anything?
The monkey found a maraschino cherry on the bar. He grabbed it and he
ate it?
No, he stuck it up his butt and pulled it out. Then he ate it.
Why, that's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Sure was.
Did a man explain what the monkey did?
He told the bartender that the monkey now sticks food up his butt before he eats them. He still eats everything in sight, but ever since he ate that cue ball, he measures everything first.
Oh man, I think I lost my appetite.
I'll think twice before playing pool from now on.
Anything else happen at the bar?
Well, there was this artist who came into the bar to sell some of his lithographs.
What did he draw?
Mostly mundane pictures, like landscapes, trees, lakes, houses, etc., etc., etc.
Did anybody buy them?
Not for a while, until one lady came into the bar and paid $1,000 for his 10 lithographs.
What a sale!
After the artist left the bar happy, I hopped over and asked the lady why she had a strong interest in his pictures.
So what did she say?
She said that she knows firsthand that they would appreciate in value after the artist's death.
How did she know the artist was going to die so soon?
The lady who bought his pictures was the artist's doctor's receptionist.
Oh great, that explains it.
There's some crazy people in these bars.
This is almost like Cheers.
Well, without Cliff, Norman Frazier.
What about Sam and Diane?
Well, there's Samantha and Dwayne.
Really?
Dwayne ran the bar, and Samantha was the waitress.
Was?
Yeah, she quit.
Who replaced her?
Bertha.
Who?
Bertha Butt.
And who was she?
One of the Butt sisters.
And what did Dwayne say?
Gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman.
It figures.
Well, another man walked into the bar with a steering wheel stuck to his pants. The bartender asked the man, what's with the steering wheel in his pants?
What did the man say?
The man said that the steering wheel is driving him nuts.
Insane! Cashews and balls!
Those are the answers.
Yes.
What's the question?
Name three other words for nuts.
And you can find the nuts at the new Kearny Mesa Bar.
It's the place where the squirrels hunt the nuts.
I heard squirrels love to gather, play with, and listen to nuts.
You met any squirrels?
No, Dave, I won't go near any of them. Squirrels are what they eat. Nuts.
The bar must be some kind of loony bin.
Speaking of loons, another man walks into the bar and asks for a cola.
Did the bar serve cola?
The bartender said no, so the man walks out. Then one man and his henchmen walked in and asked if one man came in to ask for a Coke. The bartender said yes. The man tells the bartender that he welched on a bet, and he and his henchmen are now hot on the trail.
Well, too bad for the guy who just won't pay up.
That's the Kearney Mesa Bar.
Hey, Frog, it's getting late. Let's end the sketch.
Okay, how about a beer, Dave?
Okay, what's the beer called?
Bud. Bud. Bud.
Oh, that's wise of you, Frog.
What?
Ribbit. Ribbit.